BadgerCast number 31.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
Hello and welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life.
This afternoon, I'm Julie.
And I'm Dale. Any other day, I think we're still the same, but welcome. Welcome to all our new listeners and those returning.
You had to do that to me, didn't you?
Take two.
Take two, because you know what's really important to do?
Plug in the microphone into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you don't record very well.
No, you don't. So, we have a limited amount of time. This is going to be a short version.
A quickie show, perhaps.
So, right off the top, you have some opening news.
Yes, I have some opening news. The news is I got laid off at the end of January.
Yes, it saddened us.
It was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was the typical IT letting go. Our company, I won't say who we are or were, laid off production workers about 2 weeks before. So
I didn't know that. How many production workers?
A whole line.
A whole line.
Ooh. So it had to be at least 25.
In all three plants?
Just in one plant.
In one plant.
And a friend of mine there and I were talking. It's like, he was getting the feelings in the back of the neck that something bad was going to happen.
It's like, it did.
Yeah.
Just not to him yet.
Just not to him. So myself and another person from our department were let go. There were some layoffs in another facility. But probably it wasn't, at least to the scale where they had to alert the media ahead of time.
That was done purposely.
I'm sure it was. So we're looking.
Mm. Yes.
But the good thing is I've had three recruiters
mm-hmm.
I'm working with three opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
One, I have an interview with on Friday.
Yay.
Two, looks fairly promising, but I don't have an interview yet.
Mm-hmm.
And three is kind of out there in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's with being out a little over 2 weeks.
And we do have the all-important, if everything fails, plan. So, you know, we're okay.
We're okay so far. And I did get a little itty-bitty-bitty stipend before they let me out.
It's called teeny-weeny.
So we're not on
It's not the yellow polka dot bikini.
No, but maybe I could buy one with the amount taken.
I don't know, dear. Bikinis, you know, they're probably 80, 90 bucks.
Okay, maybe I could buy two. Anyway, so I'm out on the job market. We'll let you know later on any new opportunities, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I've been home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not a good mix in the morning because, you know, I'm not a morning person. Never have, never will be.
And I'm a day person.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you're a day person once you get that caffeine fix.
Yes.
And there's the problem.
That's not a problem for me.
It is a problem for me.
So.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I've taught myself to make coffee. Thank you very much.
I'm not this little self, and that's not self-serving. What would be the word?
I am yes, it is.
I am not this little 50s housefrau. Uh-uh. You want stuff, you get it your darn self.
You've never made coffee for me, and for that I'm probably internally grateful.
Just as I've never ironed shirts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I iron my own shirts, thank you very much.
You do a very good job.
Yes. So anyway, I've been been up at the crack of dawn getting the kids to school
mm-hmm.
and picking them up.
It's very nice.
Yeah, well, don't get used to it.
I didn't say I was getting used to it. I said it's very nice.
Yeah, I told the kids that, too, not to get used to it, because anywhere I go will be at least an hour drive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the way it used to be, where I'd probably get out of here 6:15 in the morning and get home about 6:15 at night.
Which means I go back to sleeping in shifts.
Yeah. Mm. So enjoy it while you can.
Okay. Anything else going on in your life this last 3-4 weeks?
Well, I mean, other than my days, let the kids out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get the kids up, I take them to school, I look on Monster,
and the answer would be no. Okay, moving on.
Do you want to hear my stories or not?
Some of them.
Okay.
We'll get to them.
I could give you a recruiter story.
Oh, was this the one with the pronunciation?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I put my resume out on Monster Career Builder, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting the odd recruiter calls, cold calls. And this one was from a recruiting company, I guess, in Dallas. You know, we're blah, blah, blah and from Dallas. But we're looking for to fill an opportunity in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Where was that again?
Wauwatosa.
Never heard of it.
It is Wauwatosa, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, but she butchered the name. So so I go, you mean Wauwatosa, right? Yeah. It's like, well, what is this position? It is a senior level Microsoft engineer, blah, 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 with SSI.
And you told her to stop right there?
And I told her, hey, stop right there. My specialty is on the iSeries and IBM platforms. I'm not a senior level Microsoft anything.
Which she would have seen if she read the
resume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my guess is they cherry picked it based on keywords or whatever they do. So I said, no, I'm sorry. I don't think that would fit. And so she goes, oh, okay. Well, we'll leave your resume on file and call you if any appropriate stuff comes back.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, fine. Great. Next day, about the same time, call from the same person.
No way.
Yeah.
And what did she have new to say?
She said she had this great opportunity in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
So nothing new.
And it's like,
yeah. So did it dawn on her that she had already talked to you?
Well, when I go, it's like, yeah, you told me about this yesterday. It was for a senior Microsoft thing. Yeah. Okay. I told you yesterday that I was not interested and I was not qualified. Oh, okay. Bye. Haven't heard back. I'm waiting for her to butcher another Wisconsin name.
Did you not suggest to her, and I'd say this to any recruiter because I got these phone calls too when I was looking, that you might, just might, want to look at a map, number one, when you call somebody in an area that you don't live. And look at the address that's on their resume and kind of plot it on a map to where you're calling about.
You know, Google Maps or Google Earth would tell you.
Yeah, there's lots of things out there.
Or MapQuest or the iPhone.
There's also the other thing to look at. They all ask, do you want to relocate? It's a yes or no question. So that when you do, go back to that MapQuest or Google Map or whatever, and you see that the job is 6 hours away, and they said no, you might not want to call them.
And this one was, I got a call like this the last time. It's like, is Merrill anywhere close to Milwaukee?
No.
No.
That would be, 5.5 hours straight north.
Yeah. Is that a commutable distance? No.
I don't get why they don't do basic homework like that.
Because they've got probably 80 calls an hour to get done or something crazy like that. I wouldn't work with a recruiter like that anyway, because they're not going to have my best interests at heart.
Well, none of them have your best interests at heart.
Well, some of them are less money motivated or at least specialize in a particular area.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, they're all out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But so am I.
True.
So
don't hit the table. I know, shake sorry. The mics. Okay, so anything else in your little world in these last few weeks?
Other than the fact I got this nasty cold.
Yeah, well, you can stay away from me for that. So
yeah, I know. It's like okay. This is
so that brings us to what I've been doing, and I've been working.
Yeah, she's been working about a bazillion hours. I think she just does it to get out of the house.
No, but I am a part-time person who has been
working. No, you're not.
Over full-time these last 3 weeks. I think I've averaged 44 more hours a week for the last 3 weeks. You take the hours where you can get them.
That's right, especially now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and other than that, you know, I've let myself slide.
You've let yourself slide?
Yeah, I need to get back in the groove, shall we say, on the weight loss front.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm about, remember the weight loss challenge?
Yeah.
I'm the same weight that I was before.
You never did say yes or no to the weight loss
challenge. Well, in my mind, I said yes.
Oh, in your mind.
Okay. So I guess I'm saying yes, but
okay,
I'm so, about the same.
So today being Ash Wednesday, you're saying yes?
Yes. Fine. No more fun stuff.
Oh, that's fun stuff in moderation, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I meant food-wise.
Well, I can tell you what doesn't work for me right now, and that is those exercise bands. They don't work.
There's not enough resistance?
There is resistance, but it's resistance to me in the wrong way, that they are not a fluid motion, so that you keep, you know, if you have to step on the band to do one, it's hitting your knee, or it's not a fluid motion. It I don't know, it doesn't work right. So I'm back to the exercise ball and free weights.
Yeah, and you bought 8-pound weights. I picked one. Holy crap.
No, it's not holy crap. It's nice.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't expecting it when I lifted it up. I was like, holy crap.
I kind of like them. They're helping me with my triceps right now.
Okay, well, I'll
just
be aware when you're angry to keep you away from the free weights.
Because I can pick them up.
And fling them.
I can. But yeah, so yeah, we got to get back on track there. And I want warm weather. I want to go outside and bike.
It's colder here than it is in Vancouver.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be so bad if it was a little warmer. Put it in the high 20s, low 30s, a little bit more snow, and we could go out and do something. But not when it's the teens.
Well, it's been mid-20s.
Yeah, but there's not enough snow.
We did get a little snow.
But there's not enough.
All right.
Anyway, other than that, that would bring us into the joint venture
of the trek to Vancouver,
which is still on.
Yes.
Because?
Well, for
3 days, not even 3 days before you got told to leave, we had just bought the tickets.
Yes.
Yes.
And I guess they're non-refundable?
They are non-refundable.
So we're off.
We're off.
Yeah, we may not come back, but we're off.
Oh, no, we come back. We have return tickets. The return flight's going to be a little interesting because it's pretty much a red-eye flight back and long. We will leave. When we leave Seattle, we will leave in the evening and we will return in the morning, mid-morning, when we get home.
Okay, you didn't understand my sarcasm there.
I could have understood it. I chose, as Charlie is well aware of this, I choose when to respond to something. Doesn't mean, guys, that I don't get it and I didn't log it. I just chose not to respond.
Okay. Where are we in the planning stages for the trek to Vancouver?
Well, we've applied for the passports. You have said that you have checked the website and they are on track to be completed in 4 to 6 weeks from when we applied. So we're patiently waiting for those to come in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
We have the flight all set and done. This week gets the little things kind of in order. I have to decide on which rental car, and I think I have found a place that is very nice, another site offered to me through work called perkspot.com.
Really?
Okay. Employers can go to this place and you can get deals on all kinds of things. And I looked up the rental car through them versus looking at it through like Travelocity or Sam's Club, whatever. And if it's right, which I will be double checking this week, I can get the rental car for half off of what Travelocity wanted, which is wow. Awesome. Yeah. And that's not just a little bitty car. We're talking small SUV. So I just need to confirm those details. And if that is true, we will be going through Perk Spot for that one. And then it's getting the itinerary, at least the grouping of days where we're going to be in Seattle and possibly the Portland area, and then our drive up to Vancouver kind of set. So, you know, I'm looking, the hotel that we know we're going to stay in for a day or two, do we do that right in downtown Seattle, or do we go a little further out? You know?
Or near the airport? Or blah, blah.
Right. I had looked at renting bikes while we were out in the Portland, Seattle area, depending on the weather, and I have a feeling that's going to be weather dependent and not something I want to do way ahead of time. We've talked about the Seattle City Pass for all of us. That includes, I want to say, 5 or 6 attractions you can pick, and you can take a day or two or whatever to do that. And if I remember correctly, the price for the adult for 6 of those was like $60.
Mm.
For the kids, it's like $40 compared to what it would be individually. A pretty good deal.
Okay.
The kids are busy watching the Olympics and looking up stuff because they need to tell me different places they want to go. And the Museum of Archaeology has come up for Vancouver, along with the Art Museum and Whistler, taking a little drive north of the city.
Okay.
And then, I'm not going to nail it down so much that every single hour is planned out, so there's going to be room to see what else everybody else wants to do. I mean, there's another family and two other groups that we're going to be meeting in Seattle that have input into this. And if they have specific things, let us know. I know that Lorna's already emailed me a couple things for me to look at, and John also.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's coming together.
All right, good.
Coming together.
All right. Should we take a break?
Sure.
I'll insert a song later from the PodSafe Music Network. Sarah Vandahar and I've Got Sunshine. Okay?
Okay.
On the BadgerCast.
Dangerous world, and it's so hard to find the time to feel the earth beneath my feet, feed my soul and drink the wine. So much more for me to be, far beyond what I can see. I choose to let the sun shine in, and this is how my day. History, a better world for you and me. You're beautiful and that's a fact. The wind is always at your back. And if you lift your voice to sing, you will receive everything. Na 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 na. Breathe it, breathe.
Yes.
We're back.
We are. What is hearing? What am I hearing?
You're hearing a song from the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Vancouver.
I like this song.
Yes, it was Sarah McLaughlin's Ordinary Miracle. It was probably one of my favorite moments in the opening ceremonies that we saw on television.
I kind of like the Katie Lang.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a story about that.
About what?
Katie Lang. Ben's, I was here watching the highlight, by the way.
Yeah.
And she's... Ben said, why is he wearing a white suit? And I said, well, Ben, I don't know, but he is a she. And he goes, you're kidding. But it's an excellent song.
I'm listening here. I want to know how you explain that one to him.
I said, sometimes women wear suits.
That was it?
We did not get into the...
Alternative lifestyles
at all. No.
And he let it go at that.
He said something to the effect of...
I like this song.
Crazy...
No, just stop. Let me listen. I like this song. Okay, I got my fix.
As I'm looking at the YouTube, it's showing the lighting of the torch in the BC Center.
That was... I felt bad for them.
Yeah.
Everything to go great, except for that one... post.
Little glitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they went and everything went okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was... This will transition us into our Cheesehead Spotlight.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about...
the people that are from Wisconsin or have Wisconsin ties.
That are in the Olympics.
That are in the Olympics. And the little thing you pulled out for me says, once again, the Olympics are upon us and Wisconsin is well represented. 32 athletes with Wisconsin ties are competing in the 2010 Winter Olympic Games. It says, if Wisconsin was its own nation, it would have the 26th most athletes of any country represented at the Games. And then it goes into a little bit about the stuff that day. Here is a list of the people with Wisconsin ties to the Olympics. Shawnee Davis, Allison Dudick, Jonathan Cook, Carla McLeod, Trevor Marsicano, Megan Mickelson, Nick Baumgartner, Megan Dugan, Molly Engstrom, Tucker Fredericks, Brian Hansen, Danny Heatley, Nicole Jorenstad, Phil Kessel, Hillary Knight, Maria Lamb, Erica Lawler, Debbie McCormick, Ellie Okowitz, Joe Pavelski, Nick Pearson, Allison Pottinger, Brian Rafelski, Catherine Rainey Norman, Jillian Rookard, Tracy Sachin, Ryan Sutter, Nancy Sweeter-Peltz Jr., Jesse Vetter, Carrie Wieland, Michelle Whitmore, and Janelle Zog-Sergi, I believe. I'm sorry if I butchered the last name. Most of those I recognize from speed skating. And I believe a couple from...
Hockey.
And I want to say a couple of those are also in snowboarding, but I'm not positive.
And the reason that speed skating is so... important in Wisconsin.
Which is the second tie to these Cheesehead Spotlight, is that we have this thing called the Pettit Center.
The Pettit National Ice Center in West Allis. The Pettit National Ice Center is a Wisconsin non-for-profit corporation operated and has operated the Pettit National Ice Center located in the city of Milwaukee since its construction in 92. As a Olympic training site, the Pettit Center has helped many U.S. speed skaters attain their dream of winning Olympic medals.
Two homegrown ones.
Yes.
Are Dan Jansen.
And Bonnie Blair.
And Bonnie Blair, yep.
And they, it's has a speed skating oval, a hockey I think, two hockey arenas inside the Oval. And they have a lot of programs for youth adult hockey, youth hockey, short track team, kids on ice field trip programs, school on ice skating lessons, birthday parties. You can have your birthday party there if you would like. Public
skating. That
wouldn't
bother me. I think that would bother you.
I can't skate. It has a skating school. It has a kids summer camp and a senior skating program. It's one of the major U.S. speed skating training facilities.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And it's right here in Wisconsin.
Yes, it is.
So, in the interest of time, what are you reading?
What am I reading? Well, I just finished Tammy Hoag's new book called Deeper Than the Dead. And it's one of those books, when I read the inside flap cover, I didn't know if I wanted to read. Because we grew up during the time frame of this book.
What, it's the 70s?
No, it's the 80s. Here is the blurb on the inside cover. California, 1985. Four children running through the woods after school stumble upon a partially buried female body. Eyes and mouth glued shut. Close behind the children is their teacher, shocked by this discovery and heartbroken as she witnesses the end of their innocence. What she doesn't yet realize is that this will mark the end of innocence for the entire community, as the ties that bind families and friends are tested by secrets uncovered in the wake of a serial killer's escalating pattern of destruction. Then it goes on to say a pioneering FBI investigator called from Washington to consult is charged with interpreting that pattern. He's using a brand new technique called profiling to develop a theory of
CSI.
to develop a theory of the murders, a strategy that pushes him even deeper into the lives of the four children and closer to the teacher and blah, 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 blah. What got me in this book was that profiling was still brand new back in the mid-80s. They did not have DNA testing the way we know it and really rely on it today. So it was really interesting reading something where they didn't have that to go by. It was also interesting how she pulls apart four different families and you get a look at what you don't always know about what goes on in a family. And I could say more, but it would blow the book. But the book is called Deeper Than the Dead by Tammy Hoag. It's very, very good.
Okay. Now, on to voicemail. And I'm going to have to apologize to Lorna.
And to me, because I didn't hear any of these.
And you can't. I was forced to upgrade my Skype, and I seem to have lost Lorna's voicemail. Hmm. And she called specifically to ask if I got the voicemail. And I said yes. But what I can't do with Skype, which I could do with the K7 line, was to save them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to do something. I don't know. But if I get them back, I will play them.
Do you remember what she was talking about?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, Lorna, you have free reign at him.
You have free reign at me. Although, she did tell me that we have to re-record the Skype out because it doesn't tell them to push a button or when they're done.
Oh, okay.
So just hang up.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Yeah. So we'll do that before we pack up.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have one lone.
We have one lone voicemail. And it's from, actually we got some voicemails from guys selling us insurance too that I want. Was going to play, but they I lost those two. So.
I think that's a good thing. Okay.
But we got one from our friend, Charlie White.
Hi, Dale. Hi, Julie. It's Charlie from Englewood. Charlie White, that is. Still working on the 5K thing. Money only goes so far. You know how that goes. Right now,
yes,
I've just started marathon training this week being the week of February 14th. So, It looks like May 9th will be the next competition for me. It's going to be a half marathon in the beautiful Front Range of the Rockies, just outside of Fort Collins, Colorado, downhill mostly. And then on June 26th, I will be in Seattle, and I'm going to run
only a few months late
marathon of the Seattle Rock and Roll. So looking forward to that. Let's not give up on the 5K idea. Let's keep working on it. Just been kind of busy recently, so I apologize for that. I'll talk to you later. Y'all have fun now. Here.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. Although I might have to rethink the 5K.
Why? You can probably do it. I probably won't.
I'm going to need more time, I think, to prepare because my heart rate's not cooperating when I'm running these days.
Not where we have to go see a doctor or anything.
Not quite.
Okay.
But I'd like to keep my heart rate probably around 140, 150. Not happening when my heart rate's in the 170s, 180s.
Yeah, that might be a little high.
Just a little high while I'm running, yeah. So
what are you doing now?
So I've backed off a little bit, and I'm doing a little bit more on the elliptical, and then we'll start doing more with trying to get my walking pace up and keeping my heart rate more controlled. I'm not ready. My body's telling me I'm not ready to run yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good that we listen.
Of course I'm listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm listening too. Mm-hmm. At least to mine. I'll work on it once this darn cold goes away.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. It'll happen. It's just not going to happen as fast as I thought.
Okay. And I apologize for all of the people whose voicemail I lost. I think it was just Lorna, but could have been
Please more. Please call back.
Same number.
Lorna will chastise him. I'll chastise him. We could all chastise him.
Just
what?
Just be careful how you chastise.
Oh, you have the mind going there, not me.
All right. 262-649-8550.
Or you can get a hold of us at thebadgercast@gmail.com or me at donttickleme@gmail.com.
Or the Philosophy Guy Show at gmail.com.
Or you can get a hold of us through Skype and Twitter and Facebook.
And that's all. Well, that's enough ways to get a hold of us.
Yeah, and that's pretty much catching up on all this stuff. Again, we are not going to let this put us back. We are going to be positive. We are going to get through this.
And we're going to
be better off.
Be better off.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time. Which won't, because now I have more time, right?
Yeah.
It's just getting you to sit here with me, because I got, like, lots of time I could podcast.
Yeah, but you got to catch me.
Yeah. And I may do more podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
As a...
What, you think we could be back here in a week?
We'll be back here in a week.
For sure.
It's up to you.
Oh, it's up to me now.
Right.
Oh, the pressure. Oh.
All right. Until next time.
Have a good afternoon, guys. Laughter is a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I'd do. Yeah, all that I'm after.